Dear Sangha, today is the 11th of December 2011. We are at the Stillwater Meditation Hall in Upper Hamlet of Plum Village. At the foot of the mountain, temple, we have a meditation hall called Mahamaya Meditation Hall, Holy Mother Maya Meditation Hall. This means that the mother of the Buddha, mother of the first Buddha, Gautama Buddha. She is mother of the first Gautama Buddha. Buddha in Christianity, and the Holy Mother is Maria, and here is Holy Maya, not Maria, but Maya. It's also the name of the mother of Siddhartha Gautama Buddha. In Christianity, people worship Maria a lot, but in Buddhism, rare are people who worship the mother of the Buddha. In Buddhism, people worship Avalokiteshvara, the enlightened one, with great compassion and great and deep listening more. In each of us, we have a mother. Each of us have a mother. Our blood mother, genetic mother. We also have other mother, like godmother. And we can have adopt mother. We also have stepmother, but in Vietnamese we call mẹ ghẻ, is mean mother with a lot of dirty button. And we have a foster mother. Well, in Vietnamese we can call a stepmother too, but we used to call mẹ ghẻ because ghẻ, it means something dirty on your skin with a lot of button. Yeah. But here we have a foster mother, people also call foster mother. And sometime, you know, in Vietnam, when that family give a lot of children and all of them die, so they have to pretend to give to a person, and that foster mother do not really nourish us, but we are considered openly, officially, like the daughter or the son of that person. But Maya, Mother Maya, the mother of Siddhartha Gautama Buddha, she cannot last long after giving birth to the baby. She passed away right away. And then the baby had to be taken care by the sister, blood sister of her, who will replace her and take good care of the young boy, the boy. So Siddhartha Buddha have also his genetic mother, but also the adopt mother. And then later on, she became a nun and become spiritual daughter of the Buddha. So she's in the same time mother and daughter. Mother, adopt mother of that Buddha, but spiritual daughter of this Buddha. Even she is an adopt, she is a spiritual daughter of the Buddha, but the Buddha always consider her like a mother. In the literature of Buddhism, people spoke about the mother of all the Buddhas is named Prajna. Prajna Paramita is great understanding, thoroughly great understanding. So in Buddhist literature, they used to call the mother of all the Buddhas is Prajna Paramita, the mother. And in India, people call also the great mother Dachungde. And in fact, it's a kind of great understanding, great high quality of great understanding. But in India, this certain time of history, they used to personalize every quality into a person. And so there is Avalokiteshvara is really in a high quality of a person, but they become a statue when they personalize, and people think of that a person who represent the great compassion. But in fact, the Buddha mentioned that is that great compassion, that deep listening exists in each of us. And so we see that the Buddha is the son of his mom, but he is also the son of Prajna Paramita, but he is also the son of this planet Earth. And not only he is the son of this planet Earth, but your mom, your foster mother, your holy mother, your all of us are children of this great Earth, planet Earth. And so we have to realize that even Buddha, Jesus, or anyone, we are all daughter and son of this planet Earth. In Avatamsaka Sutra, people in that sutra, it was recorded that the mother Mahamaya became the green planet, the blue planet. She is the mother of the Buddha Siddhartha Gautama, but she is also the mother of all the Buddha now, in the present, in the past, and in the future. That is recorded in Avatamsaka Sutra. And while reading that, they see right away the wisdom of our patriarchs to see that we all are children of planet Earth. And we see very clear that Jesus is the son of Maria, but Jesus is also the son of this planet Earth. Jesus is a son of God, but Jesus is also a son of man. So Jesus is also a son of this planet Earth. In Avatamsaka Sutra, there is a very illustration, it's very beautiful. There is a young man with the name Sudana. He is a very young practitioner, very young, maybe like a teen. And he was requested to go and study with many teachers, 53 teachers. Among the teachers, there is a person who is the mother of the Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama, Maha Maya, Great Maya. And Suddhartha, after visiting many other great teachers, and some people said, have you never seen Mahamaya, the mother of the Buddha? She's great teacher. You have to come and learn with her. And Suddhartha asked, how I can see Mahamaya? How I can find Mahamaya? Because she passed away when the Buddha born. And then that person said that you don't need to go anywhere. You just sit wherever you are, very deep sitting. You sit on the earth. And you sit on the earth, you are aware that you are sitting on the earth. And then you look deeply in deep concentration. And in deep concentration, you discover where is Mahamaya. And then Suddhartha listened, and he followed the guideline, the help of that person. He sit on the earth, and he sit in meditation, in great concentration. And then suddenly, he saw there is a beautiful lotus sprout from the earth. That in Avatamsaka Sutra, huh? And Suddhartha have seen a beautiful lotus manifesting on the earth. Rise, and this lotus have 1,000 petals, and he saw himself in one petal. So wonderful. And he see himself on one petal of that wonderful lotus. And then he surprisingly have seen another person sitting on another petal of the lotus, and he realized that that must be the mother of the Buddha. That must be Mahamaya. The Avatamsaka Sutra used many illustrations, many images, so wonderful. So he saw lotus, and he saw he was on one petal, and then Mahamaya is another metal. People use to describe that sutra is like mystic poetic. And it's explained many things in a very beautiful and poetic way. At that moment, Suddhartha have seen that, that Mahamaya that I tried to search for, she's just next to me, in front of me, in one petal in front of me. And he joined his palm and he bowed to Mahamaya. And he humbly requests her to teach me, to teach him. And then the conversation is recorded like that. Mahamaya said that, dear young man, do you know that the day where I was pregnant of my son Siddhartha, I was so happy. And And there is no other joy more great than this joy to have a Buddha in my womb. I found that I have no desire to see anything, no fear, no anxiety, nothing. I am happy. And I know that I am about to give birth to a Buddha. And don't think that Mahamaya, you too, you can be pregnant of a Buddha, woman or man, you can be pregnant of a Buddha in each of you. You have to read the sutra in that deep look. So that is not the story of Mahamaya in that sutra 2,500 years ago, but it's your story. You have in each of you, certainly there is a Buddha, but you are not aware. When you realize that you are pregnant of a Buddha, and then you see that you have a lot of space, a lot of freedom, all the fear, the anxiety will be gone. So, young man, do you know that since I was pregnant of Siddhartha, I'm so happy, I was so happy. I'm so happy, I have no fear, no worries, no anxiety, and I know that I carry that large space-time compassion in me, that Buddha in me. Realize, you must realize that the Mother Earth is a Mahamaya. Mother Earth is the mother of all species on Earth. Everything on Earth are children of that Earth. And the Earth is a kind of Mahamaya. And I see that sometimes I feel that in my womb there is so many of my student children, spiritual children, and hundreds and thousands. And each of you can become a Buddha. And so my womb must be very large and very spacey. And that is not a kind of a joke, but it's real. You have to realize that you are in pregnancy of a Buddha. Even you are a man or woman, you can be pregnant of a Buddha, of that reality of space, of compassion, of great love and great light in you. And the story is very beautiful. And the Mahamaya said, young man, do you know that that day suddenly I feel that I have so big space in me and I'm pregnant of a Buddha, and then I have seen countless of bodhisattvas everywhere, and they want to enter in my womb in order to pay respect to the young Buddha in my womb. And then, strangely, that all of them can enter, and there is always enough space for them to enter into my womb. And every of them feel very comfortable in my womb. And that is so, so poetic and in a mythical way. And it can explain the entire being in a so profound and poetic way. And I have no time to say yes or no, because countless of them want to pay respect to my womb. And then I didn't say yes or no, and then they enter all. And they suddenly, I feel, oh, there's a lot of space, and they all can enter. Enough room. Don't think that in your room is small. You think that you are small, but if you open, and then you can have countless of people enter into your room. And I feel that million and million of bodhisattvas, of the people who enter in my womb, is enough space. that is recorded in Avatamsaka. It's the mother of Buddha Mahamaya told the young man. And there is the Avatamsaka Sutra explained the huge greatness can enter into the small thing. So, and when that young man hear that, he is so happy. And then she continue, she said, you before, they want to pay respect to the Buddha. And before I say yes or no, they just enter and it's so large. And I have the impression if there is more Bodhisattva who want to pay respect to my son, the Buddha, there are still enough place. Sudhana, do you know something? I am the mother of the Buddha, of all the Buddha. I am not only the mother of all the Buddha in the present moment, but I am also the mother of all the Buddha in the past, and all the Buddha in the future. That is a sentence in Avatamsaka Sutra. So in this Avatamsaka Sutra, we can see that Mahamaya is one with the planet Earth, because your blood mother, your genetic mother is one with the planet Earth. Planet Earth give birth to every single species on Earth, the small, the big, and in one is contained everything. And the Earth have no complex of inferiority or superiority. Mother Earth is so large, so inclusive, contain, keep inside of herself everything, accept everything. Inclusive is a quality of Mother Earth. We also know that if it's not a Bodhisattva, enlightened person, you cannot give birth to so many Buddhas. If you are not a Buddha, you cannot give birth to a Buddha. And so we have to see the earth with that look, with that respectful look. The earth, we have to look at the earth like a Bodhisattva, like a Buddha. And then when you evoke Namo Bodhisattva green planet, and when you feel that you are totally lost, you have to totally desperate, you have to call upon for help the Mother Earth. During our winter, during this autumn, you have walked on many countless of autumn leaves. Any of you, all of you, have stepped on autumn leaves. Today, after this talk, we still have a chance to walk on these autumn leaves. And you will see that there is many leaves are still fresh. Some leaves, yellow, orange, fresh, hang on the tree. Quite a number was falling down. And in front of my hut here, I can see this lot of autumn leaves in the forest in front of my hut. And when I look at these leaves with deep look, I can see, at that very moment, I can see these leaves very green around March or April. and become so beautiful and so fresh and work so beautifully by sucking the sap and then transform into nutritious thing and to nourish the leaf itself and nourish the whole trees, branches, so on. And I can see that these young leaves so fresh, so delicious, enjoying to work for nourishing themselves and the trees. And when in summer they are really green and give protection to many people under the sun, and then in autumn they start to prepare for transforming themselves into young leaves next time. So they become a little beautifully dressed in yellow, orange, red, and then sometimes it's fell down, sometimes they will fell down. And then, so don't consider that the leaves are inanimate. No. Don't have so, you must have more respect to these leaves. They have also feeling. And then, these weather are still warm. And so, some leaves still enjoy staying with the tree. And feel great. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy being there. And we used to call leaf inanimate object. But in fact, each leaf is not inanimate. Each leaf have feeling, perception. Don't think that they are inanimate. They are nothing. At the beginning, we have the impression that you have a longevity greater than a leaf, because a person can live 100 years, the maximum. But the leaf, you see that, you can live, your longevity is greater, because a leaf live only a few months, maybe 8 months, 9 months, or 11 months a year. But it's not true, because the leaf do not measure time like the way we measure. And the leaf feel that 8 months, 9 months, is enough. And then they like to change their new dress, their new manifestation. And we think that we are greater than them. But the leaf, I think that they are happier than us, because they enjoy time like that, they enjoy being like that. And human beings have a lot of worries and anxiety, and then is the price a human beings have to pay for being a human. And we have some poet who wrote poetry that we're expressing his wish. Maybe he suffered so much. So he said that next life I would like to become a pine tree, enjoying the singing with the wind. It's Nguyễn Công Trứ, the Vietnamese poet. Next time, I'm determined not to be a human. I will be born into a pine tree singing in the forest under the sky. To be a pine tree is beautiful. Do you want to be a tree? You can tell your mother, mother, a snake fly, I will be a tree, or I will be a bird, a crane, you choose. Because Mother Earth is have giving birth to you once, two, three times, and next time Mother Earth can give birth to you to something if your determination is great. And you know that you are a part of your mother, blood mother or genetic mother or planet Earth. Mother have giving birth to me once, please give birth to me next time into what? So one day, I do walking meditation, I talk to my Mother Earth already. And you can talk to your mom, and you decide that, Mom, next life I want to become oak tree, or pine tree, or kiwi, or anything you like. When we look deeply, we see that we always have a place to return. We always have a place to return. Certainly have a place to return. In one of my poems, there's a sentence, where is the path of my return? In fact, you don't need to go back. There are people who say that, oh, maybe I go back to the heaven of Tushita. There are those who say that I want to go back to the heaven of Amitabha Buddha. Or there are those who say, I want to go back to the heaven of God. So on. Or Allah, I want to go back to the kingdom of Allah. Many Asian like to go back to Amitabha Buddha. And it was described that in that land, you don't need to cook. And then you have enough thing to eat. So, you don't need to go to urinate or defecate. We always have the need to have a place to return. And we always to try to search the path of your return. In his poem, True Source, he said that, please come and ask that little boy, where is the true source? Where is the right place of going back? And the path of return have how many paths of return? When we walk solidly, we will see clearly that the place of your return is Mother Earth. It's very scientific. Every cell, the atom, the molecule, the particle, the smallest electron, everything, they will go back to the Earth. And now you are so-called alive, but many a part of you are going back to the Earth by on the death in your body. It means the death cell in your body, they go back to the Earth right now. And Mother Earth sometimes, people call Namo Than Lương Địa. Than Lương is pure and green and beautiful and limpid. Earth. Than Lương Địa, Địa is Earth. Bodhak is Bodhisattva. Mother Earth is greater than the perception of many scientists. A number of scientists still have the dualistic view on the mothers and the mind. And so they observe the earth in a more dualistic way. But we are also, if we are a scientist, but we are also a Buddhist, so we train ourselves to see things in a non-duality way. And so you have to see that you are one with the planet Earth. You don't need to die to return to the planet Earth. You are now with the planet Earth. And walking meditation, you train like that. And then sitting on the earth, you train, you see, you are one with the planet Earth. And when conditions are not sufficient, you pretend to disintegrate and integrate in the Mother Earth. And you manifest again and again and again. And so we have to train ourselves to see Mother Earth like the mother of every beings, like, and you have to have new look with more respect to the earth, like the mother of all the Buddhas, the mother of all the Bodhisattva, the mother of all species, and the mother of all of you, all of us, human beings, animal, vegetal, mineral. And that is very clear and very scientific. There's nothing for you to imagine. If you look deeply, you can see that every of us look like there is a birth, there is growing, there is decadence, there is death. But you look deeply, you can see that the nature, the essence of reality is no birth, no death, no coming, no going. And if you look, and then that is the fruit of our observation. It's nothing you don't need to believe blindly. You just look at the cloud. And then when is some condition come and the cloud disappear, but the cloud, you look deeply, the cloud do not die. And then the cloud will transform into other form, and this is the same for you. It's the same for every species on earth. And then when time is ripe and you want, and then things happen, and then you go back to the earth. And even you make many mistake, many wrong doing, but Mother Earth still forgive you, inclusive you in her heart, and transform and help you to manifest again beautifully. I remember when I was young, and then a mother. When you are a little baby, your mom is not easily irritative to her. You are too young. And so Mother Earth is so easy. You do something bad, wrongdoing, like atomic waste, atomic bomb, and you bombard the nuclear waste, the Mother Earth still forgive you and accept you as you are. Do not discriminate. The waste of the nuclear waste is terrible. But Mother Earth have to accept, and that is a great quality of this great Bodhisattva, Mother Earth. And we can take refuge on practicing Buddhism. You need to train yourself to look deep. things deeper. That's all. You eat mindfully, you walk mindfully, you drink tea mindfully, you do everything mindfully, you cultivate more concentration, and then naturally in concentration by itself, because you train yourself not to be disposed, and then you naturally have concentration, and you discover many things that we call deep look and insight. But don't despise that great bodhisattva, the earth. Until now, we used to consider like the earth is inanimate. And you're really unkind to that mother earth. You do not respect her. You do not treasure her. You do not love your mother earth at all. We have done, we have lived in a very irresponsible way. We exploit our mother earth in a way that is too much of hurt, wounded, caused to that mother. So many wounds with our way of exploiting. We have no love. We have no love. We behave badly because we don't have the deep look. You don't see deeply and you don't understand deeply. You can only love if you understand deeply. And that understanding is not given by me or by others, but you have to understand by yourself, by your training to be more concentrated, to see things deeper. And when you see things deeper, you will join your palm and thank the Mother Earth. And you say that I take refuge in my Mother Earth. I am in love with Mother Earth. And that love is born from your concentration and your deep look. But I don't have to force you. I don't need to tell you to do that. I only tell you to live in mindfulness, to cut all the dispersion in you in order to be more concentrated. And to be more concentrated, you see things deeper. Sometimes you hold a cup of tea. Having a cup of tea, not for drinking quickly the tea and so to satisfy your thirst, but you have to see deeply that that is the gift of also of our Mother Earth. The Mother Earth gives us air to breathe, and is the water to drink. That water, that cloud, this rain, and this creek, and this river, and this good and fresh water, the Mother Earth gives us this vegetable, many things, many things. And so sometimes you feel a lot of lost, desperate, and then you go back to the earth, and you will see, if you look deeper in the earth, you understand how Mother Earth is great. And you understand, and you love, and you respect. And when you hold a cup of tea, you see that you must see beautiful, clear, limpid water. And then with that leaf, people prepare with a lot of care and love. And look at the cup of tea, you can see cloud, rain, well, or so pure water for you to prepare tea, and then you drink. And then when you walk, you can feel love of Mother Earth, because if the Mother Earth do not give fresh air, good air, how you can breathe? Of course, Mother Earth give birth to many trees, and many trees give you a lot of oxygen. So you enjoy every many thing Mother Earth have given us. So we are searching for what? Sometimes you search for something very illusory. It's not true at all. And you run after on this illusory thing and you suffer. Why, instead of going back to yourself, to that very moment where you are sitting here or where you are walking outdoor, that fresh air, don't take it for granted. Everything is coming together, and this the five aggregate form, feeling, mental formation, perception, consciousness, and then we are one with the air, we are one with the forest, we are one with every being, but in each of us there is also air, forest, and we are one with the species on earth, we are one with Mother Earth. Einstein have said something. The future religion of humanity is not a religion of belief, of faith. There is no dogma. It's not a dogmatic religion. This must be a religion, cosmic religion. The tomorrow, the future religion of humanity must be based on the cosmic way, not based on the illusory thinking. Einstein also said that Buddhism will contribute a lot on that and will lead to a kind of that kind of cosmos, cosmic religion, basing totally on the your own experiencing, your own experience of reality. Don't trust on the illusory thinking. Now we learn some of the Gatha in the sutra. Yogacara Bhumi Sastra. So the during Christmas we'll have Shentus hear the teaching in English and in French during Christmas New Year time. The subject of this, there is at least one speech in French, and is linked with that, what I share today. I will share God can be a person in French. It's not inside, but it's not outside. It's not in the middle, and it's not outside. When all I'm doing is not manifest, we cannot grasp to that. So the Gatha number 14, it's not inside, it's not outside, it's not in the middle, and that tan, that word, that doing or something, and sometimes they translate by action. Sometimes tan is, we can translate by Dhamma, it means formation. Because Dhamma sometimes means the teaching of the Buddha, but Dhamma also means one thing, one formation. And that things, that formation is made by many other conditions, so we call a formation. We call Han. Our body is a hand. The flower is a hand. table is a hand. All things who have been is come from many conditions. So when you look at every formation, you see that there is not inside, not outside. The physical science is try to understand the nature of every phenomenon. And in the past, we used to think that in order to understand the nature of things, that you have to make a lot of analysis. And after analyzing, they have seen that the smallest element of the earth is atom. And then slowly they say, oh, not atom, oh, maybe electron. And then slowly, maybe particle. And so, subatomic science. But more they analyze, more they try to see deeper and deeper in a small particle, they still cannot grasp the reality, the nature of the reality. In Buddhism, we have the expression, no attainment. No, you cannot grasp. You cannot obtain no attention, no grasping. You cannot grasp the true nature of everything. You cannot grasp every formation. So, when the formation is not manifest, you cannot grasp that formation. When that formation doesn't manifest, it doesn't mean that they are not there. No, they are there. But they need some condition in order for you to see. So when you grasp at the formation, you can grasp a formation. You have to grasp inside or outside, or you have to grasp on what? That is objective or subjective. Inside, there is space in that. There is time in that. So no inside, no outside. We cannot grasp in that frame of time and space. So when on this formation cannot manifest, how you cannot grasp? How you can grasp? You cannot grasp inside, you cannot grasp outside. You cannot grasp in time, in space. The quantum physics, quantum science, now they also, in that situation, the scientists try to grasp the substance and the nature of every particle. It's like ghost. They cannot grasp. There are interaction among them. Interaction forces like gravity, like electromagnetism, or like strong nuclear force, like nuclear force, etc. And on this particle, they also are in that interbeing. They are this nuclear substance. There is one scientist who said that the ultimate reality is what? And he said the ultimate reality are on the energy of magnetism, the field of forces. Zhong is field. Luke is strength, forces, strong. there is many fields of forces. Fields of forces. There are four forces. Is the gravity, the is sucking you so that you can walk. You can walk on earth. You can walk thanks to that gravity force. Because without that gravity force, the astronaut in the aircraft cannot walk easily. Because it's not that gravity force. And so the astronaut, they walk like they can, like ghost. And so, thanks to that gravity force, that so we can have it. And then that force, there is the bigger force, is to go gravitate around the sun. The second force is Dianta, is electromagnetism. And the third one is the nuclear forces. I don't know. I do not make it clear. It's around the proton, the neutron, and they circulate in that field. So there is many forces, many fields of force like that. It's make this on the particle. They are gravitating. On reality are only the fields of forces. But science rarely speak about our mind and the fruit, our karma. Karma is the fruit of our action. The force of our action. So that force is also very important. So when we speak about the field of forces, they didn't think of the strength of the mind. Like the Twin Tower in New York is the destruction of the Twin Tower in New York is the will to destroy, the will of hatred, the will of retaliation, punishment. And so that is make many these men who go and dumb themselves to that Twin Tower and kill themselves and kill a lot of people. That is the forces. That forces of the mind. Your mind is very important, very strong. When your mind is determined like that, it will go and will transform into a real force. A mental formation like field of force can push you to go commit suicide, to kill yourself or to kill others people. So on this field of force coming to each other, they interact, they make a very strong things happen. It could be a war who destroy million and million people. Like this, some of them have their mind is so strong, but not very holy strength. Like the Red Khmer in Cambodia, they kill a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people killed like that, because they do not think of the karma, the fruit of that mental strength. The mental formation is very strong and push you to terrible thing. But when your mind is pure, compassionate, and it will be also very powerful, it can heal your disease, it can do many other things too. So that strength, that force is very powerful. You have to pay attention to the strength, the forces, and this kind of energy, non-mental and energy, mental energy. So you have to, you grasp them where. When it do not manifest, you don't see it. It's only September 11th that you can see the strength of that mind. The hate, the anger come together and then push. Before it can do this horrible thing like that. So there is this expression, no attention. Is that word you can find in quantum physics, in quantum science. They do not use that word, no grasping, but they cannot find. Sometimes they manifest like that, sometimes they manifest differently. There is a kind of many kind of field of forces, and they cannot grasp. So the Gatha number 13 mentioned about many strengths, many forces, and these forms are not born by itself, by themselves, but it's the coming of many conditions. Because according to the Gatha number 14, means there are only these field forces, and when these field forces do not appear yet, you cannot grasp. So the ultimate reality of this field, you cannot grasp. Even these field of force already manifest, you cannot grasp anyway. If they are field of force, you cannot grasp. But when they are manifesting, but you still cannot grasp them. When they are condensed into a kind of matters like water, heart, still you cannot grasp them. Solid or liquid or gas, in form of gas, you cannot grasp them. When they are in kind of forces, you cannot grasp, but when they manifest on something, you cannot grasp either. No obtention. That is a Buddhist term, that you can never obtain, never grasp, never attainment as anything. It exists in the Prajnaparamita Sutra when you recite. There is no attainment, no attainment. And in order to obtain, to attain or obtain, you must have a subject, but there is no subject. How you can attain? Because the subject of attainment is not a separate self. It's come from many other things. So there is subject, but it's no one. Because when he means the word subject, someone, that someone is not a separate self. That someone is the coming of so many conditions. These entities is the fruit of the coming of many conditions. The Gatha number 17, he said that on this material thing, they are like the coming of a lot of bulb of water, nobody can grasp at anything. They translate by the physical body is like form, F-O-A-M. Feelings are like the bubble on the surface of the water. The perceptions are like a magic city. The mental formation are like the stem of a banana. That is a Tugata 17 and 18 translate by time. The 16, we are able to discriminate the things we have been in touch with. We can also discriminate the things that we have not yet been in touch with. You see in walking in the desert, and then in a very long road, and then you see a city where there is hotel, there is water, there is food for you. That is in Lotus Sutra. And then, but in fact, it's an illusory city in order for the traveler feel less tired. And so, like an onion, when you take one petal and you think that inside there is something, but you take another petal, and finally there is nothing inside. So it's the same here. And he also mentioned about the banana trunk. The banana trunk is look like there is something inside, but if you take one banana leaf with the stem down there, and it's make, and then like an onion, you take out one by one, and finally inside of the trunk of banana there is nothing. It's only young leaf, very short. And so it's the same for like an onion. What you cannot find yet, what which is not manifesting yet, it doesn't mean that they don't exist, but they do not manifest yet, because they are a kind of coming of zero energy, but not manifesting yet. And we cannot see, but don't be so sure that when you cannot see, this, it doesn't exist. And that is why grasping, you cannot grasp. The past, the present, and the future, you cannot grasp. But the past still exists. The present still exists. The future still exists. But you cannot grasp them. But don't discriminate. It is not inside. It is not outside. It is not something between inside and outside. Before samskara conditioned things have arisen, it is not possible to grasp them in terms of time and space. Moreover, after conditioned things have arisen, it is not possible to grasp them. The future do not have any sign by which we can grasp it. The past can be an object of our discrimination mind. Because your mind is discriminating, we used to say, and that is because it's different from that, because of our discriminating mind, that these things do not exist. But because of your discriminating mind, you always try to discriminate, and then you discriminate, you try to explain what you have experienced. And thanks to the thing that you cannot grasp yet, we are able to discriminate the things that have been in touch with. We can also discriminate the things we have not yet been in touch with. On those, there is no beginning of samskara. The discrimination mind can still use the concept of beginning. Like we used to consider the flowers as a flower, a leaf is a leaf, branch is a branch, the sun is the sun, the cloud are clouds. But we cannot grasp the true nature of a flower, because when you look deep into a flower, you see only things which is not flower at all. The flower do not have a separate entity. So because the flower cannot have a separate entity, you cannot be a separate entity, so you cannot obtain, you cannot attend on the formation. Even they have no beginning in the absolute truth. In the absolute truth, there is no beginning and no ending, but you can distinguish. And you cannot obtain. The physical body is like form. Asanga is born younger than Nagarjuna a few hundred years. Nagarjuna, he is more inclined on the Prajnaparamita, about the nature of the studying of the nature of everything. And Nagarjuna is to deny all the concept about yes, and then demonstrate that all our concepts are illusory, illogic, in order for us not to grasp to something, in order to be locked in. So Nagarjuna tried to destroy all these drawers of all these illusory perception. But here, Asanga, so Nagarjuna is for negation, it means everything is empty, it's nothing. But, and then the ending point of Nagarjuna is no, nothing. And then the Pháp Tánh Không Tuệ has been the wisdom of emptiness by Nagarjuna. But Asanga is a few hundred years younger than Nagarjuna. And then, so Nagarjuna teaches us the nature of emptiness. Why Asanga now? He based more on the form, on the appearance. So in the school of form, and then in the school of emptiness. So in this side is Nagarjuna, emptiness, and here is Vajra, and then the other one is you learn the form, formation. Asanga, the study of own formation, and why Nagarjuna, you study own about emptiness. And here, in Asanga, that I share this winter, is to learn on this form, the manifestation, on this formation in your life. But if you look deeper in all these formations and you see the essence of that, and then you are now caught in your suffering. And that is the reason why I want to share that with you. You live in that world of form, of formation, but you need to know the nature of this formation in order not to be caught, and then to be free from all this affliction, this difficulty of life. And then, in one side, Nagarjuna is the learning of emptiness, and the other one is the learning of formation of the. So every gatha have that part. There is the negation part, the emptiness part, and there is the formation part. So that ignorance does not make ignorance important. So we have to use the conventional truth, conventional designation, but in order to aim of the deep look on the nature of phenomena, and the deep nature of phenomena is emptiness. Emptiness doesn't mean nothingness. Emptiness is the coming of many conditions, and there is nothing to be, to have an entity separate. That is, don't make a mistake that emptiness is nothingness. So don't be caught by the forms, by the phenomena, and don't be caught by noumia either. Phenomena and noumia, they are describing reality, and you have to lean on these both in order to see the real truth of that. Now we can compare Buddhism and science. When you see a person die, the body of that person thought to disintegrate. The death body is thought to disintegrate. And that is the rupakaya, that Sanskrit term, rupa and dhamma, and nama. And so rupakaya is disintegrating. And so there is no perception, no mental formation. And so how you can see that? But It's like they used to explain the non-duality way, like our euro with the head and the tail of a euro. You, if you grasp on the head, it's not the euro, but your head, you grasp on the tail of the euro, it's not the euro. So, the both manifest in the same time, the head and the tail of the euro manifest in the same time. And you take one, it's impossible. And so, your body disintegrate. How you can hear, you can hear. How you can be a ghost and go and tell you what and what. And according to this, seeing is not correct. But it doesn't mean that you don't exist. You cannot be, like the cloud cannot be reduced into nothingness. The cloud is already rain. And so your body disintegrates. It doesn't mean that you become nothingness. You become something. But there's something you say that God is going. He'll tell you what. I'm not sure. Yeah. So, matter is only one manifestation of reality, a form of energy. And don't think that energy is different than the matters, material things. So in your, you have the tongue is body, kau is the species, and e is your thinking. Yeah. So a person have body, species, and the thinking. And so the French philosopher said that, Jean Paul Sartre said that a human is the sum of all his action. And all the action is body, species, and mind. So that matters. It's not only matters, but it's the sum of all the species. Body, species, and mind. And if you say that it's only matters, and that matters disintegrate, this body disintegrate, and you say that that person is nothingness, it's not correct. The body of this person disintegrate, but they, she or he will not be reduced into nothingness, like H2O. You can see in the form of ice. It's very solid. H2O can be very solid, hard, like a block of ice. But the block of ice can melt into water. It doesn't mean that H2O doesn't exist. And then you throw the water, it's not so hard, like a piece of ice. However, and so that water, the piece of ice is melted, it doesn't mean that the piece of ice die. And then when the sun is so strong and make the water become vapor of water. And you say that on the water die. No? The water do not die, the water will become manifest in form of vapor. And then the vapor come together and is manifest into a cloud. And so you sometimes that H2O sometimes manifests into a piece of ice, sometimes in vapor, sometimes a cloud, sometimes water. And so you too. And you are the result of your karma. And karma includes body, species, and mind. And so on your body, species, and mind are there. And then now you are there, they see you in this form with your body, species, and mind. And when they don't see you in that form of body, species, and mind, you are still there. Body and speech and mind of you are still there in your book, in your artwork, in your poetry, in what you transmit to your beloved one, your beautiful quality and talent, and they are still continuing. And you see that your mind is a kind of force, kind of energy. You look at the Mother Earth and you will see. It's not the matters only. It's not material things only. There's strong energy. And without that strong energy, how he can make that Mother Earth can manifest so many other species on Earth. And so Mother Earth is a kind of energy. We cannot say that a physical energy or spiritual energy, you just call energy. So you too, you are an energy. And now your energy is manifesting in this very body. But you are not only this body. And so you cannot have a notion that the Buddha and the Bodhisattva must be recognized in the form of a human. If you do like that, you demitted that energy of Buddha and Bodhisattva. Buddha and the Bodhisattva energy can manifest in many, many, many forms. It can manifest in form of Mother Earth, in form of mountain, tree, water, bird, human, in various forms. And Buddha and Bodhisattva are formation, and you too, you are formation, and sometimes your formation is like that. And people conventionally call you Jacques or Jean, but sometimes you manifest differently, and they call you in different way. And you have to see the nature of that, the nature of Mr. A, Mr. A. And so when you fell in love with somebody, you think that you can hold him, hold her. In fact, you cannot hold him, her at all. You cannot hold yourself how you can hold her or him. And you want to grasp him or her. You want to be the boss of him. You want to own her or him. It's difficult. Because the nature, everything is empty, including a Buddha. The Buddha is, you cannot attain. So you say that Buddha is me. It's my Buddha. You cannot say like that. Because Buddha have no separate self. And so you cannot call a Buddha to that. A Buddha or some formation is conditioned are like that. There are such kind of formation. Conditioned are different. There are other kind of formation. And so the planet Earth are like that. The planet Earth is like that. There is birth, there is death, there is manifesting, there is dying, there is disappearing. That the form can change. But the contents are one. The contents. And so when you see in the form, in phenomena, there is up, down, red, left, right, birth, death. But in the noumea form, in the nature form, there is no coming, no going, no up, no down. You too. The earth is like that, and you are like that, and including the Buddha are like that. And so you feel very comfortable. You are like the Buddha. No birth, no death, no coming, no going. And then you lose all your fear, your anxiety. So in the sutra, sometimes it's said about nirvana. Nirvana is the no coming, no going, the extension of all the notion, and the birth. There are few, in some sutra it said that the birds are very comfortable in space, and the deer, they are comfortable in the forest, and a human can feel very comfortable in nirvana. And nirvana is the where you have no notion. You are. You are in that place. And in Christianity, there is the word resting in God. But you have to understand, God is that no coming, no going, no notion. If you think that God is like that old man stay on the sky and decide you must be like that, or a tsunami, or epidemic, it's not that way that I want to explain God. In Christmas, you hear teaching about God.